Everyone this morning, if I can get everybody in their seat, we're ready to go. Take a seat. Take a seat. How's April doing?
Good days and bad.
Okay. And your grandfather?
Surgery Friday. Okay.
Right. Sandy, anybody know anything? Amy, where's Amy? Jesse's in the nursery? Okay. Where's Gideon? I got to know where my boy is at all times. I want an email or something sent out to me. Stacy. I get emails for everything else. I want to know about Abraham, Brenda. I want to know about Lorelai. Where's Pam?
Not feeling.
Okay. Okay. All right. Hate to hear that. John, let's remember Becky. She's having some difficulties. Let's remember her. Can't get any help, so I'll just quit. All right. It's good to see everyone this morning. And we're in the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. I hope I have exhausted the prep work. If you'll remember just a little of it, it'll help you as I cover this chapter this morning. You'll recall I gave you a chapter last week, and I told you if you knew that chapter, if you had that chapter in your mind, you'd have the whole Bible in essence in your mind. Anybody remember that? Now, don't put your hand down. I don't want the same people knowing. Anybody else? Yes. Son, that's good. Is that what you had? That's what you had. All right. Isaiah 66. And if you'll remember, I gave you a word in Isaiah 6:6, and I told you to file it. Does anybody remember the word? All right. See, I knew I shouldn't have asked. I was so encouraged and so elevated by y'all remembering, three of you anyway. Let's see, what's the percentage factor here? Oh, gosh. That's less than 1%, huh? No, but you're close. It starts with a C. Comfort. Remember that. It'll come back to you. All right. Okay, now, the verse of 2 Thessalonians says this. We beseech you, brethren. We are pleading with you. What is he pleading with them in regards to? Don't look. Remember. The coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together unto him. Do you see how the two go together? You see, we sometimes, and rightfully so, I don't mean it in a negative way, but we sometimes are so excited about the coming of the Lord, aren't we? Mm-hmm. Well, we should also be as excited about our gathering together unto him. You see, it's not just a matter of him coming to us, and we're going to him. Amen. And you know, it says in the 1 Thessalonians, it says, and so shall we ever be with him. Now, I don't know if that excites you. It does me. It excites me. Why? Well, because I know that in his presence, there's going to be nothing but holiness, nothing but righteousness. In other words, nothing's going to be wrong. Well, folks, all you got to do is wake up on Monday morning, guarantee you that you'll see something wrong. Because this world point. And I don't apologize for it, and I won't back up from it. We are at the point now where we're calling right wrong and wrong right. I mean, you can't explain the insanity going on any other way. I mean, you can't explain why a person would say a man can have a child any other way than to... It's insane because we're at that point to where we're calling right wrong and wrong right. And there's a three-letter word precedes that. Whoa. He ain't talking to a horse either. Cursed. Cursed. That way's cursed, folks. Twice in Proverbs 14, chapter 14 and chapter 16 both, it says this: there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is... Well, if you chase that word death out in the Hebrew language, I'm going to give it to you in a paraphrased version so that you get the idea of it. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is a place of death. So you get the idea, and you're the only one listening, I'm going to come over here. You get the idea. You know, some people's got this idea about death. You know, we die and we just go put them in the ground. That's it. They had a good life. They lived a full life. You know, no. There's a place. Jesus said it this way: I go to prepare a place. Well, that place is not for them. That place is for us. You're going to see that today. Look, I don't just come in here and ramble. You're going to see everything I tell you is here. It's here. It's between the lines sometimes, but sometimes you have to read between the lines to see what it says, right? But there's not only a place for us, the redeemed, file that word, you'll see it again. There's also a place for the damned. File that word, you'll see it again. For those who call right wrong and wrong right, there's a place for them, Jimmy. To those who say there's a right way in themselves, there's a place for them, Jimmy. The Bible says it this way. You see, you thought I wouldn't give you Bible on it, but I will. That it's a place that was prepared. Oh, we get a prepared place, but so do they. It was a place that's prepared for the devil and his angels. Now, can anybody give me the last part of that verse? It's okay. I was going to give it to you anyway. And all nations, the word nations there is just simply people that forget God. Don't forget that, folks. It's not just for Satan and his angels. It's for everyone else that forgets God. You say, well, I ain't forgot God. Well, if you don't know his son, you have.
That's exactly right.
And you're going to a prepared place. Now, the prepared place is like this. The worm dieth not. The fire's not quenched. And it's as eternal as heaven is. And the punishment is the same as the delightfulness in heaven. I mean, the delight in heaven is going to be something else, isn't it? Well, the punishment in hell is going to be something else. That's what this is all about, folks. It's all here. I'm just sort of giving it to you in a paraphrase story so that when I go over it, you're going to say, oh, I see. I never understood that. You can understand this. All you got to do, and don't take this the wrong way, please. Oh, come on in. You're late again. Goodness. What? Oh, well, they're not allowed to do that. Because I didn't see you step in, so I thought you hadn't stepped out. So now you've stepped in. I apologize. My apologies since you went out and come back. Where was I? Anybody know? Huh? A place what?
A place for good and evil. You know, there's two places in the beginning.
Is that where I was? Okay. Well, since y'all got it, I don't need to say it again. I mean, my goodness, see what happens when somebody comes in on me? I mean, the recorder shuts off and I don't have a clue. Huh? No, I was telling you. See, y'all think I don't know where I'm at. I mean, I know I look like a certain guy that... But I'm not... I'm just playing. I'm just playing. Now, where was I? You know, people say, I can't understand Scripture. Well, let me tell you the secret to understanding Scripture. Taking time. Early morning is good because your mind's not cluttered. If you try to do it in the evening or at night, your mind is cluttered from the day and it's hard to get your mind off. I'm just telling you. You know, in the morning, your mind is fresh. So if you have to get up 30 minutes earlier than you know, oh my goodness, I need that sleep. Well, you need the Scriptures more than you need the sleep. May I tell you that? But early in the morning, all I want you to do is this. Just sit down and pray before you open that book. Lord, I need wisdom. I need understanding of your word. Because he says if you lack it, ask of me, for I give liberally, and I won't upbraid you. If you come to me and say, Lord, I just don't understand that. Well, he's not going to beat you over the head. No. He's going to say, sit down. Yeah. Let me talk to you. And you know, it won't be long before you start reading between the lines and a picture starts coming up in your mind. And you said, oh, I got it. So Paul here, you thought I didn't know where I was at, didn't you, son? Paul here in that very first verse sets the scene for the whole chapter. Evidently, these people had been told that the day of the Lord was there. And they weren't working. They were selling their possessions and they were just going to sit down and wait. And he says, no, now I beg you here. Let me tell you something. He says, I beseech you, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together unto him. Don't be agitated. Remember I gave you that word? Don't be agitated in mind. Have you ever had a troubled mind? Let me ask you this. Have you ever woke up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and boy, you can't shut your mind back down for nothing. You try to go back to sleep, but your mind is, I mean, you're thinking of things from your 5-year-old up. Your mind is just troubled. Or you've had anybody ever had a real bad dream? And you wake up from it, and you're just troubled by it. You're in your mind, you're anxious about it. Well, that's what he's saying to them here. Don't be that way. And trouble, don't be troubled. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid about what? That day is at hand. Don't let someone tell you that day's here. He says, I don't care if you hear it. If your spirit, you know what your spirit is inside you. You know, you get, well, you know, I got this idea. I think. No, he says, no, don't be deceived by that. He says, don't be deceived by word. Don't let somebody tell you something. He says, don't even be deceived as if somebody would say, well, now I got a letter from Paul and he said. He says, don't be deceived by any means, that the day of the Lord is at hand. For that day, what day? The day of the Lord. Well, what does the day of the Lord concern? His coming and our gathering. Jimmy, I assure you, if you're alive when he comes, you won't miss it. There's no need for you to worry about it.
Nope.
There's no need for you to try to figure it out. Why, you say, Tom, why are you talking to me? Won't you talk to some of the others? Well, you happen to be in front of me. I assure you, if you have Christ in you, if you're saved, file that word, you'll see it again. If you're saved, you're not going to miss it. You're going to know all about it, Joe. I assure you of that. He's assuring that. So don't let somebody come around and say, oh, it's here. No, when it's here, you're going to know it. Because there's going to be this brightness. And there's going to be this noise. He says at the last sound, at the trump. The word trump just means a roar. I mean, it's going to be unmistakable unto everyone that knows him. But to those who don't, I'm not so sure they're going to even know we're gone. That's my opinion. Don't run out and say I taught that. My opinion, I don't even know if they'll know we're gone, Jimmy. But I do know this. We're going to be gone. Because he says so. And what he says is T-R-U. File that, you'll see it again. All right, let's go. Here we go. Now you know what it's about. All right. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together in him, that ye be not so soon shaken. There's that word agitated. In mind or troubled. There's that word frightened. Don't be afraid. Neither by spirit, don't inside you, don't let something that you think inside, you know, well, I've just got this feeling inside. Well, get rid of it. By spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, that the day of Christ is at hand. Why? Because he says, let no man deceive you by any means, shape, form, nor fashion. By any means, that day shall not come. Now, if you notice in your Bible, that's in what we call italics, right? Your Bible has got in italics, right? All right, you know why that's in italics. Huh?
It's pointed out.
Well, no, that's good. It does do that, but it wasn't in the original.
Oh.
It wasn't in. So somebody says, "Oh, well, then you're adding the scripture." Well, God wouldn't permit that.
No.
What it is, the transcribers of the Bible, they came to this in the Greek language, and they said, "Well, now we're going to put this in here for explanation to help you understand the thought." Because they know that in Greek, certain things are left out, but the thought continues. Now, what's the thought that he's talking about? The day of the Lord and our gathering together. So he's talking about that, and he says, now don't be deceived by any means, for that day, the day of the Lord, shall not come. Well, if it ain't going to come, what are we worried about? Right, Jimmy? I mean, if it ain't going to come, let's just go home. That's not what he's saying. Because then the word that is in the original is next. Except, until. Except there come a great falling away first. And that man of sin be revealed. The word reveal there means to take the cover off. Just to pull the cover. Listen, folks, I'm going to tell you something. If God pulled the cover back right now, he'd scare everybody in here. Huh? I'm just telling you. We think we're living here in this realm alone. No, I got news for you. There's so much evil around you, it ain't even funny. God just keeps it covered up. Otherwise, it'd scare you to death. So he says, until that man of sin be revealed, then he goes on to say, the son of perdition or destruction. Two things there. The verse son, that means kinship. That means a relationship to. For example, when Jesus was telling the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and they said, we be of our father Abraham. What was his answer to them? Oh, no. Oh, no. You're not of your father Abraham, for if you were of your father Abraham, you would believe me because he did. But you be of your father the devil, Well, listen, if Satan is your father, bless God, I'd say you're a son, wouldn't you? But see, now the world don't want to accept that. Oh, come on, Tom. We're all children of God. Well, not according to God. You're all the creation of God. But I got news for you. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you're so far away of being his child, it ain't even funny. And you'll find that out at the wrong time. You will find it out. You're going to find out that you're the child of Satan. And so you recall that God's got his man, right? There is one mediator between God and man. What's the very next two words? Well, but the words preceding that. The man. The man, Christ Jesus. Well, if God's going to have his man, and Satan is an imitator, folks. Listen, he imitates God because he's trying to trick people into thinking he's God. Now, follow that. It's all in here. I'm just giving you between the lines. You're going to see it. I'm not making it up. So he's all of a sudden got his man now. Satan's going to have his man. And his man is called the Antichrist. 1 John says it like this. You have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now, he says, there are many Antichrists gone out into the world. They went out from, it's a two-letter word, starts with you, us. They went out from us. Well, what's he saying? Well, bless God, this in religion. Listen, all you got to do, and I say this, hey, you Google it yourself, you YouTube it yourself. I don't know all this stuff. All I'm telling you is to, if you want to do it. Charles Stanley's son, Andy. Chase him now. Chase, see what he's preaching. He says you don't need the Bible. You go on your experience. Well, how are you going to have an experience without the Word of God? Amen. You say, well, is he an Antichrist? If you deny Christ, you are. That's what the Bible says. Who is an Antichrist but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? Amen. I mean, that's that simple. You're saying, Tom, what about him? I'm just telling you what he's preaching. You take it for what you want to. I'm telling you what it says. They went out from us. Us is the Christian realm. But they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have remained with us. They went out that they might be made manifest. Well, that word manifest, guess what that means? The cover comes off. God's going to reveal. Listen, he says there is nothing hidden that shall not be made manifest. There is nothing in the closet that shall not be brought forth. All this stuff that you think is hidden, God's going to reveal it. That's what he's talking about. The day of the Lord's going to be a revelation. Not just a revelation of Christ. It's going to be a revelation of what's been going on the whole time. These people don't think God's interested. They think he's just sitting up there ambivalent to everything. Don't care. Else they wouldn't do what they do. Do I need to give you a verse to tell you that? I read it to you last week in Romans chapter 1, the way it ends. He says, they know that what they're doing is worthy of, starts with a D, death. But they have pleasure in them nonetheless. They know. But because of who they belong to, they don't care. That's how serious this is, folks. That, listen, I've never seen this thing so rapid. This is a wildfire. I'm talking about wickedness. Well, isn't that what the Bible says? In the last days, perilous, chase the word down. Perilous times shall come. Men shall be lovers of themselves. And I tell you, what do people go around doing now?
Yep.
Selfies. It's all about self. You say, oh, come on, Tom. Hey, you come on if you want to. How you see that's your business. How I see it's mine. And as long as God gives it to me, I'm going to teach it in here. Listen, I love everyone in here. And I love everyone out there. But I ain't changing this. I'm not going to water it down. I'm not going to make it sound good. I'm not going to make it feel good. Bless God, if it steps on my toes or your toes, it'll just have to mash them. Because we're in serious trouble, folks. God's going to judge. Hey, you think God won't judge this country? The only thing that keeps God from judging this country right now is His Word. God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. I'm going to give you an example. Mentioned it this morning in the prayer room. Milligan College. Got people on the inside and people that have graduated there that want Milligan College to accept LGBTQ plus RFE 0789, whatever that is. And because they wouldn't, they put a big billboard up across the street. Now that's bad enough. But what that billboard said, my friend, ought to shake every child of God in their boots. We are all holy. Said it three times. I'm going to give you a demonstration of God's mercy. Korah said that. You remember he told Moses, oh, Moses, you take too much on yourself. The whole congregation's holy, Moses. We're all holy. Moses said, well, I tell you what, boys, since you think that, won't you just meet me up to Tabernacle in the morning? And we'll see who's right. Well, you know what happened? The ground opened up. Moses said, boys, if you die a natural death, I ain't who I say I am, and God ain't who He says you are. My paraphrase version, you can go read it. And you know what happened? And you know what happened to them?
Yeah.
And you know what happened to the earth?
Yeah.
Just like that, they're gone. Because they said, we're all holy. There's only one holy, my friend, that's God. And if you ever if you ever get away from that in hell, you'll lift up your eyes being in torment. God's holy.
That's right. The only one.
And man taking it on himself to say, we're all holy. God's got to accept all of us. Well, see how it works out for you. And I don't say that in anger. I say that with a broken heart. My God, I wish they'd turn and listen. But when God gives them up to a reprobate mind, I'm not sure they can. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a great falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, and the son of perdition. If you don't see that happening, I can't help you. I mean, if you don't see it happening, I can't help you. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God. Now, where did I read that just a few weeks ago? I read it in Isaiah and Ezekiel, didn't I, honey? Where that's what Satan did. He wanted to raise himself up to where he was above God. Well, his man's going to do the same thing. If God had his man to do his will, then Satan's going to have his man to do his will. But it's going to be a deception, folks. It's going to be trickery. So he says, this man is going to set himself up as God, to be worshipped as God in the temple of God, and saying he is God. Well, let me tell you what that is. That's a lie. Well, we'll see if it is. I know y'all think I'm nuts, but we'll see. Remember ye that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. How long have I been here teaching? Anybody know? Well, I started in 87. What's that? 13 and 23. That's 36 years that I've stood before this class teaching. I guarantee you, you'd have to say, Tom, you've never changed what you said. I've never deviated from the Bible. That's why I'm a broken record. If you come back next year, you'll probably hear me say the same thing. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. That's what John said. Even now are they gone out. These antichrists have gone out. Listen, they're everywhere denying that Jesus is the Christ. You say, Tom, I don't hear them. You see them, don't you? Their actions speak louder than words. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. I saw just this week where the percentage of teenage crime has doubled. These cartels, they recruit teenagers because the government won't punish them. Folks, that's iniquity. And it's all around. And it should sadden us, but then it should gladden us. On one way, remember I told you about the bitter and the sweet? Y'all don't, you've already forgot that, I'll remind you. The Bible is about the sweetness. That's Him coming and our gathering together. But the Bible is also about bitterness. Let's sing all around the sin and the iniquity and the evil and the vileness. That's bitter. That should be bitter to us. And now you know what withholdeth that He might be revealed in His time. Now I want you to notice some use of words here. And now you know what withholdeth that He might be revealed in His time. The first thing that's withholding Christ revealing this is the church. That's the what. You say, now Tommy, don't say that. Remember what I told you? You got to read between the lines. Because watch the next verse. First of all, we got the what that's withholding. And what it means are, the word let means to hold back. You know the only thing that's holding back God from just laying it to this world is the church, folks. If you're not praying for your families, if you're not concerned about your children, your husbands and your wives and your nieces and your nephews and your friends and your foes, bless God, you're not looking at this right. I sing a song, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark. So the rush for the door didn't come till it was dark. It's going to rain, folks. If you can't see the storm clouds gathering, it's going to rain. And the lost are going to be lost. Oh, we can rejoice that we're saved. We've got our place, right? But let's don't lose sight of they got their place too. I know you don't like to think about your children in hell. God won't show them pity. He won't show them mercy. This thing's real. It's not a TV show that you can turn off, bless God, not watch. This is real. It says it's already working. And if you don't think this internet's part of it, you're mistaken. Bless God, if you don't think this YouTube's part of it, you got your head so far down the sand you can't breathe nor see. We can say, oh, it's okay. You, as long as you use it the right way. Bless God, it ain't getting used the right way. It's taking your children to hell's way. Tom, I don't believe that. I don't care what you believe. I don't care. This is too serious for me to care. I mean, just look at how much damage it's doing. But then you know that the church is holding this back. but then something else is holding it back. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only, oh, now it's not what, my friend. It's he. Well, who's the he? The Holy Spirit. I mean, well, I'm going to see you're the only one listening. What makes the church, honey?
The people.
What makes you know you're in the church, honey?
The Spirit.
If you don't have the Holy Spirit in you, you ain't in the church. That's why the church holds this back, bless God. The Holy Spirit's in us. We don't want people dying and going to hell, do we?
No.
Then we're not praying, oh God, send it down now. Remember the two disciples? And they said, Lord, what do you have us do? Call down fire from heaven on them?
Yes.
He said, oh no. No. That's not your place. It's not your place. But not only the church is holding us back, the Holy Spirit's holding it back. Why? Because God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. Bless God, he's leaving the door open. Don't you remember the ark? He said, yet 120 years. Well, you know what happened at the end of 120 years, Jimmy? You're the only one I can talk to. No, it didn't, Jimmy. No, it didn't. He said, yet 7 days. I'm going to give him 7 more days because he takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. He knows that if they die lost, he's got to do what he said he'll do. And he doesn't get pleasure out of that. He wants you to turn to him. He wants you to repent. He wants you to be his, because he knows if you're not his, he's got to do exactly what he said, Jimmy. And that's why he said, I can't help pity. I can't imagine a judge that sits there and has to pronounce the death sentence on someone. That's just got to tear them up. I think it's tore them up so much they don't want to do it anymore. Maybe we should. Maybe we should have it like God. No pity, no mercy. You take a life, bless God, your life going to be taken. I don't care how old you are. If you're 12-year-old and you murder someone, you better be glad I'm not the judge. Because I'm going to give you what you richly deserve. I don't care about this other. Maybe that would help. But God's not that way. He said, no, I'm going to give you more time, because when it comes time, I can't do anything but what I say I'm going to do. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. You say, well, can you remove the Holy Spirit? I thought the Holy Spirit was everywhere. Well, he is everywhere. But he's in the church. Remember his coming and our gathering? Well, when we're gathered, so is the Holy Spirit. The influence of the Holy Spirit's out of here, folks. And then all hell's going to break loose. You think it's bad now. You wait till the Holy Spirit's not around to hold us back. It'd be, hey, he's standing there with his finger in that dam. You take a finger out of that dam and the water's coming. And then shall that wicked one be revealed. Now the word revealed here is different than the one before. Remember I told you the one before means cover comes off. Well, here it just means he comes. Then he's on the scene. All you got to do is read. Well, you'll read it when I go to it. I'm going to Revelation. God give me the clearance. But in Revelation, you're going to see it in chapter 13. You're going to see all this in a little more detail, in fact. I won't go any farther. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. You'll see that. And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. You'll see that. And even him whose coming is after the working of Satan. That's Satan's man. I told you God's got his man. Satan's got his. One's the truth, one's a lie. Oh, I see if that's true. Working with of Satan with all power and signs and... I don't. One's truth and one's a lie. Folks, what they're trying to tell you is a lie. Listen, I don't care. I don't understand how the same person could even believe some of this stuff. But they're not saying anymore. read, hey, go look up the word reprobate. You'll get an idea of why this is insane. God's given them up to a reprobate mind. Even him who's come as Satan with all power, sign, and lying wonder, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Why did they perish? Well, it says, because they received not. The word received there means they wouldn't accept it. Hold your hand out. Now pull your hand back, or they wouldn't take it. He offered them salvation, but they wouldn't take it. What wouldn't they take? Oh, it says the love. No. You're right about one thing, wrong about another. The love of the truth. Well, let's break into that. First of all, the love of the truth. What does that mean? Well, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Is that the truth?
Yes.
Well, they wouldn't receive the love of that. They wouldn't receive God's love that he sent his Son. Why? Because they weren't willing to say why they needed his Son, because they were lost. If you don't see yourself in need of a Savior, you're not going to go searching for a Savior. And where's the only place you can find the Savior? In the Word. Neither is there any other name, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Listen, you have to be saved. You must be born again. You must be saved. Why? It's the deliverance. The deliverance from what? The wrath that is coming. Well, why is the wrath coming? Because they wouldn't receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Therefore, the reason I put therefore, it says, for this cause, that means therefore. For this very reason, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they should believe a lie and be damned. I gave you a word for damned last week. I went to John and showed it to you. What is it? Condemned. Condemned. That they should be damned. Folks, that's the truth. Listen, if you go so far with God, he'll say this, okay, I'm going to let you believe that. And I'll judge you for it. The word damned there also means to be brought before the bar. Everybody knows what that means, don't you? That's where you walk up in front of the judge. You come to judge. You come to judge. You walk up in front of the judge. And I can tell you what the judge is going to tell you, Jimmy. Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Go thou into everlasting punishment. That's the damnation, Jimmy. That they might be damned. Who might be damned? That they all be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. You knew you were wrong, but you enjoyed it anyway. You knew it was worthy of death, but you delighted in it anyway. Well, let me tell you something. You had your fun. Now it ain't gonna be fun. Hell ain't fun, folks. There ain't no partying in hell. Don't you listen to this world. Oh, there ain't none of this stuff. I'll see you in hell. No, you won't. You won't see anybody. You'll hear them. You won't see them. Darkness. Place of darkness. You say, well, how can you have fire and darkness too? Well, because God put it there. You know, God can do anything he wants to. He can have fire without light. How you like that? That's punishing. So he says, that who believe not the truth and have pleasure in unrighteousness. That's the damned. But! Don't you like it? I wish my pastor was here. I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't mean to bust your eardrum, but my pastor would love it. I just want you to listen. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you. For you who? For you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, from the damned to the redeemed. What a difference. Oh, what a joy. I'm not sad anymore, honey. I hate it for them, but guess what? I won't be in heaven with one tear. I won't be in heaven with one bad thought. I've poured my heart out in here week after week after week. And when I'm out on the streets, I pour myself out to people. I ask them if they know the Lord. I try to witness to them. But when I get there, Jimmy, I'll show you what it's going to be. Because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. You just, all I did, say, God, I believe you. He said, well, I'm going to do the rest. I'm going to sanctify you and put my Spirit in you because you believe the truth. Right here's the truth, folks. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's the truth. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the truth. If you just believe it, that's all you have to do. He does everything else. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless God, they get damnation, we get glory. What a difference. Amen. I mean, who would pass that up? Who in their right mind would pass that up? That's sort of like this. Hypothetically, Joe, don't you dare. I've got a $100 bill in this hand and nothing in this hand. Which one would you rather have? Oh, you want nothing. That's real good. That's real good. See, you're like the world. You wouldn't choose $100. Who in their right mind would? You $100 bill in this hand, nothing in this hand. Which would you choose, honey? You'd say, well, anybody, which would you choose, honey? Thank you. You're the only one in here, Joe, that won't choose the $100 bill. Do you realize that? God is doing this, folks. I got my glory in this hand. I got damnation in this hand. But honey, he don't say, no, he don't say that. I said that because I'm not God. God does this. He does this. Choose this one, please. This is the one. But still, it's borders. They're choosing the wrong one. And he just keeps holding it out there. But you know the saddest part about it, Stacy? One day he's going to do this. And all they'll have left is this one. Now you got it. You wanted it. You asked for it. You got it. And that's not a commercial. And then he says this, and I'm done. Therefore, brethren, stand fast. Hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or by our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting. Let me tell you what that word means. It means to be drawn near for comfort. It means that God just ain't going to comfort you, Joe. Boy, when you get there, he's going to reach out and pull you close. And he's going to comfort you. And he's going to wipe away all tears. And you'll experience nothing but joy. Why would anybody pass on that? Why would anybody take hell over that? But they do. Don't remind you of it. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts. Let me say this to you, church. Be encouraged this morning. I know it's dark. I know the days are evil. But be encouraged. Just keep looking up. Just be saying with John, even so come, Lord Jesus. But while we're saying it, just plead with people. Take this hand, please. Take what's in this hand. Don't take the other.